We search the world for truth. We cull the good, the true, the beautiful from graven stone and written scroll, and all old flower fields of the soul. And weary seekers of the best, we come back laden from our quest to find that all the sages said is in the book our mothers read. Let us all suppose you had never in all your life seen a Bible. In imagination, I can picture you holding the black leather-bound volume in your hands, leafing its pages. At the top of each page, you see unfamiliar words. Genesis, Psalms, Romans, Revelation. What do they all mean? As you read snatches here and there, you notice that the English is different from that to which you are accustomed. Instead of a familiar you, there is thee and thou. The book looks unfamiliar, formidable, difficult. There are thousands of young people in this country who are to this extent unfamiliar with the Bible. This seems strange to those of us who have been so fortunate as to grow up in Christian homes and schools. But we have sometimes become so familiar with the Bible that we have lost our appreciation for it. We leaf its familiar pages, and its message seems only like something we've heard before. This is because we don't realize the depth, the richness, and the beauty of the sacred book. We become ignorant of it through familiarity, just as thousands of others are ignorant of the Bible through lack of familiarity. All of us needs to learn how to enjoy the Bible. This experience can come as a discovery to the person who has not known the sacred word, and as a rediscovery to the person who is familiar with the Bible. Whichever class you're in, you can learn to enjoy the Bible. May I make a few practical suggestions? You may not want to begin by reading the Bible through from cover to cover like a book you might borrow from a public library. The Bible is really a collection of 66 books written over a period of many hundreds of years by scores of writers. The central theme of the book is a person. Jesus Christ. The story of his life and teaching is found in the Gospels. The shortest and probably the first Gospel to be written is the Gospel according to Mark. Why not try reading Mark first? There are only 16 chapters. If possible, read the book at one sitting, or at most in not more than two or three sittings. When you have finished a thoughtful reading of this book, you will have been reintroduced to Christ, the theme of the entire Bible. You will have felt the impact of his life and teaching, and you will have received a glimpse of the plan of salvation as centered in the cross of Calvary. You will find the book of Mark interesting. You will enjoy it. You will be fascinated as you see Jesus in his God-like manliness, living a perfect life and revealing God to you. Next, I would counsel you to read the Acts of the Apostles. This thrilling story of the early church gives you an insight into the great characters who pioneered the Christian religion. You will come to know Peter and Paul and other leaders as you follow them through the fascinating chapters of this book. And best of all, you will not find a dry chapter. It is interesting. You will be held in suspense by stories of imprisonment, of travel, of shipwreck, of bravery such as no literature can equal. You will feel yourself wanting to identify your own life with the Christian movement as you witness greatness of the men who pioneered the faith. After you have read Mark and Acts, where will you go next? There are several directions your reading may take. You might do well at this point to turn back to the Old Testament and acquaint yourself with the backgrounds found therein. You may want to read Genesis and Exodus to review God's dealing with men up to the giving of the law on Mount Sinai. You may find yourself so intrigued by Old Testament narratives that you'll continue with Joshua, Judges, Samuel, Kings, and Chronicles. You will find difficult sections in these books that you may wish to pass over lightly on first reading. On the other hand, you'll find scores of fascinating personalities and incidents that portray the dealings of God with men. As you read these Old Testament stories, you will be impressed with the human weakness of many of the characters. You will also be impressed with God's patience with them, despite their weaknesses. God used the best men he could find in each generation, although some of them were pitiably weak. Now it may be time for you to return to the New Testament. There is a group of wonderful letters known as the Epistles. Most of these were written by Paul, others by Peter, James, John, and others. Some of these letters are deep theological treatises, but might like the book of Romans and Galatians, but others are simpler. You may start by reading the Epistle to the Thessalonians, the Epistle of James, the First Epistle of John, and the Epistle to the Philippians. If you find these challenging, you may venture into deeper waters and try Ephesians, Romans, or Hebrews. Feel your way. You probably won't want to start with Romans just because it is the first in the list of epistles in the Bible. Some good helps, like a Bible commentary, may assist you in certain areas. As in swimming, don't venture too far beyond your depth until you can at least float. You'll notice that the final chapters of most of the epistles deal with practical Christian living. For example, the 12th chapter of Romans and on is entirely different from the chapters 1 to 11. You may want to read the later chapters first. There is another type of Old Testament book you may enjoy, the poetry and wisdom literature of the Old Testament. Take some samplings from the Psalms, the Proverbs, of Job, of Ecclesiastes. You may find areas that will be intensely fascinating to you. Then there are the prophets. These are probably the most difficult books. Try the first seven chapters of Daniel, the book of Jonah, selected chapters from Isaiah, and such books as Amos and Micah. You may need some help in understanding these books. Again, go as far as you can. And don't forget Revelation. Much of this book is relatively easy to follow. Some parts are difficult. This book is of special importance to us living as we do near the end of time. Remember that this book is a revelation of Jesus Christ. The more you study it, the better you will understand your master. Jesus is presented in this book as a symbol of the Lamb. More than 20 times this symbol is repeated. A study of this symbol and the many others in the book can be inspiring and fascinating. Though the young and inexperienced reader of the Bible is advised to read a Gospel, the Book of Acts, some Old Testament narratives, and some New Testament epistles, some Old Testament poetry, and some Old and New Testament prophecies, there is no inference that the entire Bible should not be read. Reading the Bible in such order as suggested will inspire the reader to read all the Gospels, all the epistles, all the prophets, and all the rest of the sacred book. Then, with this growing understanding of the Bible, one can begin with Genesis and read to Revelation with an understanding of the theme of the book and of the relationship of various writers and various books. One doesn't learn to pilot an aeroplane by starting on a transoceanic flight. Neither does one learn to enjoy the Bible by beginning with the book of Ezekiel. The more difficult things will become understandable if we approach them sensibly. There are some wonderful helps available at the Adventist Book Center, entitled The Conflict of the Ages series by Alan G. White. This series includes five wonderful books: Patriarchs and Prophets. This tells the story of the early years of Bible history. Prophets and Kings finishes the Old Testament story. The Desire of Ages is a great masterpiece on the life of Christ. And The Acts of the Apostles finishes the New Testament story. The final book of the series, The Great Controversy, does not deal specifically with the Bible story, but pictures the history of the Christian church from Bible times until the coming of Jesus. These books are not intended to be read in place of the Bible, mind, but they are a wonderful help in understanding the Bible. Every person who wishes to enjoy the Bible should have these books for reference. Thoughts from the Mount of Blessing and Christ's Object Lessons are two books also of particular help in understanding the life of Jesus. Our discussion thus far has been aimed to help us study the Bible in a way that we can understand it, and we all recognize that we cannot enjoy the Bible unless we understand it. There's another phase of Bible study we must not overlook. We must not recognize the practical value of the Bible as a devotional book. Daily Bible reading need not always follow a book-by-book sequence. Is a place there really for browsing. When cattle pasture, they do not begin at one side of a field and systematically clip the grass like a mowing machine. They nibble here and there, wherever pasturing seems most attractive to them. When you go to a grocery, to shop, you do not inspect every item on every shelf. You look about until you see what you need, and you place that item in your basket. The next time you visit the store, your wants may be entirely different. So it is in studying the Bible. In the quiet of your own room, with a prayer in your heart, pick up the Bible and read wherever you choose, perhaps a psalm, a chapter from Paul, a portion of a gospel. Read until you find what you need for the day. Fix this thought in your mind and carry it with you during the day. Repeat the procedure the next day and the next and the next. You'll never run out of inspiration. A text that may mean little to you on one occasion may be the very help that you need at another time. This type of Bible study is fascinating. It's interesting. You'll enjoy it. And it will add meaning to your life. This wonderful Bible we're talking about will not only introduce you to great people and great ideas, it will not only give you daily inspiration, the Bible will show you a way of salvation. This may not be apparent at first, but it will be the most important contribution of the Bible to your life. When the Christ of the Bible has saved you from sin, then you will really enjoy the Bible. The Bible is God's book. As you read it, cannot you imagine its author looking over your shoulder, guiding your thoughts? Out of this book you will find inspiration, and most of all, you will find Christ, your Savior. How can you help enjoying a book that has so much to offer?